Welcome to Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and today we're with Randy Adams, who is a reliability engineer for Alcatel-Lucent. Welcome, Randy.
My pleasure.
Well, I understand that you've co-authored a new book titled Reliability and Availability of Cloud Computing. So first of all, congratulations. And who did you collaborate with on this book, and what was the motivation for writing it?
Oh, thanks. I wrote the book with Eric Bauer, another reliability engineer from S3G. We wrote the book in anticipation of having to answer the questions posed by our customers on what's the impact of virtualization and cloud enablement on how we look at and calculate the reliability and availability of our applications.
All right. Can you give us a high-level view on what this book is all about?
Sure. Customers will expect their applications running on cloud to achieve comparable service reliability and availability as they enjoy on native deployments on integrated hardware. Cloud changes that paradigm by removing that integration with the hardware and handing much of the control of the application to the cloud provider, including where and how the software is deployed. As a result, cloud enablement presents new application service risks. The purpose of the book is to examine the differences between traditional and virtualized applications and offer a rigorous from first principles analysis of the reliability and availability risks for applications running in the cloud and offer recommendations on architecting applications to mitigate these risks.
So, Randy, what is really different about how we look at reliability and availability in the cloud?
Well, traditionally, there was one supplier for the software integrated with the hardware, thus one person to grab, so to speak, in the event of a problem. In cloud, there's a decoupling of the software and hardware with a virtualization layer in between. From a responsibility point of view, the application suppliers are likewise explicitly decoupled from the cloud service providers who are responsible for the infrastructure that includes the virtualization layer and hardware resources. This creates risks of mismatches between what's expected and needed by the application and what's actually provided by the infrastructure. This is especially critical when those mismatches impact performance and failure management and mitigation. To address this issue, it's important to clearly understand and delineate the requirements on both sides, as well as the roles and responsibilities of all parties, the cloud consumer, cloud service provider, and application suppliers, to assure that the service quality, reliability, and availability expectations are consistently met and that inevitable issues are rapidly understood and mitigated.
Well, in case it's not obvious to people now, I mean, and I've read through the book a bit, this is definitely not a marketing book, and it's really not about products at all. So the question is, who would benefit the most from reading the book, and what will they likely find interesting?
Well, since the book focuses on the service reliability and availability of cloud-based applications, that topic's important to all parties involved in providing cloud-based application service, from the cloud consumers who operate cloud-based applications, to the cloud service providers who offer the cloud infrastructure, as well as to the application suppliers whose applications will run in the cloud. Each party needs to understand its role and requirements and how to assess and specify what it needs from the other party to provide the service reliability and availability expected by the end user. The book gives a lot of good introductory material on virtualization, cloud, and service quality, reliability, and availability, make it useful to a wide range of people involved in infrastructures or applications that are being virtualized or cloud-enabled, such as product architects, developers, testers, product managers, technical sales, quality, and reliability engineers.
Yeah, and one main section of the book provides specific recommendations for developing reliable virtualized applications and cloud-based solutions. So can you give us a hint about what they might be?
The design for reliability diligence that's been used for traditional applications and solutions needs to be tailored for applications and solutions that are deployed on cloud infrastructure. This methodical design for reliability process starts by defining measurable requirements for key service performance criteria like reliability and availability for virtualized applications. Next one looks at system architecture and analyzes through reliability modeling and failure mode effects analysis how the inherent risks of virtualization and cloud impact those key service performance criteria. Further diligence is provided through testing. Robustness testing is performed to simulate those virtualization and cloud-centric impairments and verify whether that service is robust in the face of likely cloud impairments. Stability testing is performed to assure that the service quality remains stable and acceptable over an extended period of time. And of course, monitoring of field performance is crucial, along with root cause analysis and corrective actions for any field impairments to validate the modeling assumptions. This diligence will not only help in assessing the feasible reliability and availability of the product, but will also identify gaps that should be addressed in future releases of the product.
And finally, the million-dollar question, Randy. If somebody wants to buy the book, where can they find it?
Well, reliability and availability of cloud computing is available in both hard copy and soft copy versions from Wiley.com, Amazon.com, iBooks, and other retailers.
Randy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
And that was Randy Adams, reliability engineer for Alcatel-Lucent. I'm Mike Yeomans. This has been Digital Ideas, and thanks for tuning in.